Track 13. Fresh from its Best Places to Live accolade in the Sunday Times annual guide, there are many reasons to love Norwich.
The only part of the UK to be featured in every single edition of the guide since it started in 2012, judges described Norwich as a creative and cosmopolitan hub that retains a small town feel, while also praising its green, conscious and warm heart. Along with cultural attractions and independent businesses, specific shout-outs were given to Norwich's status as the first UNESCO City of Literature, its six theatres, the newly revamped castle and the Sainsbury Centre Gallery. And with an engaging calendar of events in the pipeline, all will endorse why Norwich really is the UK's best. Mel March, Senior PR and Marketing Manager at Visit Norwich, said, "With its unusual cultural calendar of fantastic festivals and exciting events during every season, there's always something new and inviting to try in Norwich, from books, beer and celebrations through our city streets to fascinating history waiting to be discovered within the walls of our architectural buildings. And with many inviting audience participation, each experience is elevated to the next level, keeping all ages engaged and entertained." Exhibitions. For art fans, the Sainsbury Centre is hosting two new seasons of exhibitions for 2026 as part of What is the Meaning of Life? Delving into the fundamental questions of human existence, from rulemaking to time and play, comes Living by the Rule. Contemporary meets medieval, May the 16th to October the 4th, 2026, an exhibition exploring the idea of routine and regulation through medieval and contemporary works. Artists, including Ingrid Pollard, Tacita Dean and Andrea Butner and Dan Vo, and new works on display for the first time by artists Elizabeth Price, Susan Morris and Alison Turnbull, with extraordinary objects from medieval monastic contexts, will present a rich dialogue between medieval rules for living and modern reflections on how life is and might yet be organised. It features many local connections, including cloister capitals from Norwich Cathedral, part of the 12th century cloister, a seal box from Norwich Cathedral, thought to hold the seal of the priory, the Ormsby Psalter, produced in East Anglia in the first half of the 14th century, as well as the Book of Visitations of the Diocese of Norwich, and more, joining Living by the Rule, Contemporary Meets Medieval, will be Play Power, an exhibition exploring the concept of play in human cultures, featuring works by artists including André Breton, Eileen Agar, John Armstrong, Leo Robinson, Sir John Lavery, and Lydia Clark. Joy Like Time explores how memory, ritual and renewal intersect through the work of internationally renowned artists Marina Abramović, Calliope Lemos and Gillian Waring. Plus, two newly commissioned artworks, Life in the Multi-Universe, Libby Heaney, a participatory digital installation using quantum computing, and Catkins Forever, Ruth Ewan, which sees the artists working with people across Norfolk to unearth their personal stories relating to plants and trees. How Do We Find Love will launch in November. Beer Festival. You've just got time to raise a glass at the Norwich Craft Beer Festival, May the 1st to the 3rd, a celebration of the best independent brewing in the heart of Norwich. Discover a hand-picked lineup of the best craft breweries from across Norfolk, the UK and beyond. Tickets from £11. VIP tickets available from £53.90. Wine Week. Norwich Wine Week is a city-wide celebration of taste, place and discovery. Taking place, Norwich transforms into a celebration of bold bottles, brilliant bars and unexpected wine moments. From low-cost discoveries to indulgent pairings, limited edition menus to one-off tasting events, this is your invitation to explore the city one glass at a time. Unfolding across the city for 10 days, participating venues will be curating limited-time wine offers and thoughtful food pairings at accessible price points, inviting people to explore somewhere new, try something unexpected, or return to a trusted table. Alongside this, a programme of tastings, masterclasses and special events offers deeper insight into producers, regions and emerging trends, including a spotlight on local and British wines. History Matters. The inaugural Norwich History Festival saw more than 8,000 people enjoy local history, and its second year, July the 14th to the 24th, will be no different. Following the theme, History Matters, enjoy a diverse mix of events from talks and walks to theatre and exhibitions in venues with their own rich stories to tell. Join the ranks at Dragon Hall, the Octagon Chapel, the American Library, the Guildhall and many more. Make time to try. Elm Hill is one of Norwich's most picturesque streets, and the Britain's Arms is perfectly positioned along it, offering views across this historic area. Enjoy cakes with tea or coffee, lunch, dinner, or a traditional afternoon tea while soaking up the unique atmosphere. Five things to do in Norwich. Plantation Garden. Cities don't always conjure images of a tranquil oasis, but close to the city is one such gem. With a Gothic fountain, pride of place, medieval-style terrace wall, exceptional planting and lush lawns, this Grade II English Heritage Registered Garden is known locally as the Secret Garden. But don't be put off, as it's not difficult to find and is worth visiting this spring and beyond. In fact, there are many events throughout the summer and group tours can be arranged. Admission is just £2 and free for members. Where? 4 Earlham Road, Norwich, NR2 3DB. Retail Haven in Norwich. Retail Haven. In Norwich, you'll find independent boutiques galore. One of the most recognisable landmarks, aside from the cathedral, is notably Gerald's. For more than 200 years, the department store has been at the city's heart and has 5 floors of shopping and a notable food hall. The market, one of the oldest and most iconic in the UK, has everything from local produce, handcrafted gifts and street food to savour, while just across the way stands the Royal Arcade, which is home to more unique retailers. Built in 1899. Don't forget to look up to appreciate the Art Nouveau style decor. Visit norwich.co.uk. Norwich Cathedral. From afar, the cathedral's 96-metre spire is a sight to behold, but step inside and it's just as majestic. Features include Trinity windows designed by abstract expressionist artist John McLean, and the cloister, passageways linking different parts of the monastery. It gives access to the refectory, hostelry and library. Free guided tours are available Monday to Saturday, starting by the font of the hour between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. For children, there are young explorer backpacks to help them discover the building in their own way. Norwich Cathedral is dog friendly. Take a walk. A walkable city, Pulls Ferry, next to the River Wensum, ticks the box for an Insta-worthy spot. It's actually a historic gatehouse from the 15th century and was known as Cathedral Ditch to float timber from the Baltic, iron from Sweden and stone from Caen in France right up to the cathedral for building. Another landmark is Cow Tower, one of the earliest purpose-built blockhouses in England, forming part of the city's defence. head to Kett's Heights for a unique viewpoint where there's also 19th century garden terraces and the remains of a medieval chapel. Pub and paddle, the perfect riverside combo. While the Norfolk Broads may be synonymous with the area, how about exploring the city centre by canoe, kayak, paddleboard or rowing boat? Take in the tranquil River Wensum as well as riverside pubs as you paddle your way downstream. Whether you're after a relaxing couple of hours or a full day's experience, there are various options to suit. The launch point is at Elm Hill Quay, right beside the historic Ribs of Beef pub in Wensum Street.